A group of Idaho legislators sent a letter to hospitals requesting data on induced abortion. The request was based on what they say is a discrepancy between reported abortions and testimony from the Idaho Medical Association. NWPB's Rachel Sun has more. Laura Guidao contributed to this report.
The letter sent by the Idaho Freedom Caucus on June 15th questions hospitals' accuracy in reporting abortions and lists the state's legal penalties for failure to report abortions, which can include a misdemeanor charge, $1,000 fine, and jail time. Part of the discrepancy that led to that letter could be hospitals in rural counties transferring complicated pregnancy patients to Boise or Coeur d'Alene. In the letter, the Republican caucus asks if hospitals have been in compliance with abortion reporting laws, and if not, to send the induced abortion data directly to Senator Scott Herndon, who co-signed with other members of IFC. Christine Myron, a spokesperson for St. Luke's in Boise, says they did not respond. Quote, St. Luke's takes its reporting obligations seriously and is confident that it adheres to Idaho's laws and rules, end quote. Greg Morrison, a spokesperson for the Idaho Hospital Association, said in a statement, quote, it really seemed like an unusual request going around the Department of Health and Welfare to get information that is protected by state law, end quote. For NWPB, I'm Rachel Sun.